So Beren and Luthien fall in love, and Luthien's father, Thingol, is horrified because he doesn't want his daughter marrying a mortal who's going to die on her. So he says, "You can't marry my daughter unless Morgoth's crown." This is the trope of the rash promise that you see all throughout mythology and legend, where someone makes a quick promise and it comes back to bite them. In this case, Thingol doesn't want to just kill Beren in front of his daughter, because that would be wrong, and he would feel terrible about that, or she would feel terrible at least, but he also wants to get rid of Beren, so he sends him off on an impossible quest. But Beren says, "Okay, the next time you see me, a Silmaril will be in my hand." Beren goes off on a hopeless quest. He has many adventures, but Luthien runs away from home and goes to help him. And eventually, through horrors and fire and danger, they end up before the throne of Morgoth, and Luthien uses her magic to make Morgoth fall asleep. And Beren uses a magic knife that he has to cut the Silmaril out of the Iron Crown. Then he gets greedy and tries to cut the other two Silmarils out, thinking he can end the war. And instead, the knife breaks, Morgoth wakes up. Big problem. Beren and Luthien run away, they're escaping, but right in front of them is this gigantic wolf. And Beren decides that the wolf could not bear the light of the Silmaril, and so he sticks his hand out with the Silmaril in front of the wolf's face, and the wolf bites his hand off, with the Silmaril in it. So this is a problem. Beren and Luthien go back to see Thingol, and Thingol says, "You know, you said the next time I saw you, a Silmaril would be in your hand." And Beren says, "A Silmaril is in my hand." Which is true, because the hand is inside the belly of the wolf with the Silmaril in it. So, kind of a bad joke at the heart of all of this mythology. In any event, they finally kill the wolf, get the Silmaril out, but Beren is killed. He suffers a fatal wound, and he dies. And then this is the part of the myth that spoke so strongly to Tolkien. Luthien intervenes on Beren's behalf, and no mortals are ever allowed to come back from death. But Luthien is so beautiful and so sorrowful, and her song is so beautiful, that the powers relent and say that Beren can come back to life, but only if Luthien will give up her immortal life. And she agrees, and they have a short, brief, happy time on Earth, and then they both die. And so she's the only elf ever to completely die, not to be reincarnated or not to go to the Blessed Land. This tragedy, mixed with love, was really important to Tolkien, as you see it showing up in The Lord of the Rings when Aragorn tells the story of Beren and Luthien, or in Rivendell when we see Arwen, and it says that Arwen, this is who marries Aragorn later on, looks like the reincarnation of Luthien, and so forth. It also sets up another really interesting theme, which is that many of the great people who are subsequently descended from Beren and Luthien are half-elf and half-human. There's a kind of racial mixing that generates superior beings. People have looked at this as an example that Tolkien's not really a racist or something like that, because he's in favor of mixing. Other people have noticed that it's always the woman who's of the exotic race. It's always female elves and male humans, and not vice versa. I don't really know what the answer is there. I know that Tolkien thought that the entrance of the elvish blood into human nature would ennoble it some way. So he definitely thought the elves were superior that way.